Michael Moore claims there is non-stop killing of our black and brown citizens in this country. By David Ng on December 10, 2020. Filmmaker and left-wing activist Michael Moore has claimed in his weekly podcast that there is non-stop killing of our black and brown citizens in this country. He also called President Donald Trump the worst president ever. In the latest episode of Rumble, Moore addressed the Black Lives Matter protests of the past several months as he conversed with fired CNN contributor Mark Lamont Hill. "We've had a year with the absolute worst president ever. And it happened this year with a once-in-a-century pandemic," Moore said. "It happened this year and with an uprising over the non-stop killing of our black and brown citizens in this country. And that people finally said, that's enough, it's been a powerful and it's been a revolting year." Listen below. Moore's claim that there is non-stop killing of black and brown citizens isn't supported by the evidence. A Harvard University study in 2016 pored through more than 1,000 shootings in 10 police departments in California, Florida, and Texas. On the most extreme use of force, officer-involved shootings, "we are unable to detect any racial differences in either the raw data or when accounting for controls," researchers concluded. Police shot and killed 1,004 people in 2019, with blacks accounting for 23% of those deaths. That percentage has held steady since at least 2017. Much of Moore's podcast was devoted to discussing prison reform, or, as guest Mark Lamont Hill termed it, prison abolition. Among Lamont Hill's demands is a complete cessation of prison construction. "As long as we build them, we'll have a reason to justify it," he told Moore. He also promoted the concept of decarceration, getting people out of jail and eliminating cash bail. Michael Moore also asked Lamont Hill about being fired from CNN 2 years ago. The left-wing network cut ties with Lamont Hill after he made a speech advocating for the elimination of the Israeli state, saying he wanted a free Palestine from the river to the sea. Moore claimed that Lamont Hill was fired because he had an opinion and a belief in the tragedy of what was and has been happening to the Palestinian people for many, many years. Lamont Hill defended his speech, saying he was calling for justice. Robert Krajcik contributed to this article. Follow David Ng on Twitter @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.